It's Talk of the Town, 88.9 WLRY. Joining us, Fairfield County Sheriff Alex Lape. And welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Less than a week away from the big eclipse, the first one, I guess, in the state of Ohio like this since 1806, I'm hearing, Sheriff Lape. And what are preparations like there at the Sheriff's Department?
Preparations, a lot of discussions have been occurring from a local level with the Emergency Management Association. The preparations statewide for the solar eclipse is, for Fairfield County, it's going to involve mostly folks traveling through Fairfield County. In the areas that are directly affected with the total eclipse, they've got a different set of circumstances with all these transient folks coming into their area, camping at hotels, just the general congestion in those areas. For us, it's just more or less people traveling through the county, but we are going to keep an eye on that. I don't really foresee any great big impact on Fairfield County relative to the solar eclipse.
Now, I think of solar eclipse, and for some reason, my mind immediately goes to a bunch of people congregating on Mount Pleasant or something. Will Mount Pleasant, to your knowledge, will that be open for people to go up there?
As far as I know that the idea is that there's going to be some school closings in the area. Different districts are doing different things. About the time that school would be releasing would be the time, the peak time for the eclipse. So here in our county, it's only you're only going to be able to observe if you have the proper eyewear.
Yeah.
And I stress you probably need to get the proper eyewear to be able to partake in the viewing. As long as we don't have some heavy cloud coverage, that's always a possibility as well. But we're only going to see a partial eclipse here in this area.
Mm-hmm. We are not in what they call the path of totality, which is other regions in the state are. But as you said, something a lot of people don't seem to be talking about is if this is a cloudy day, really you're not going to see a whole lot.
So if it's a day where we have maybe light rain, heavy cloud coverage, you'll be able to probably see something in the sky, but you're not going to be able to make out the eclipse itself. And again, because we're not in the total eclipse area, I don't even know if you didn't know that it was going on, that you would know it was going on.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true, which makes me wonder. I was talking to Kelly about this, what it would be like to be around in 1806 when this happened and you didn't have the meteorologist and the news coverage and all this, and especially if it was a clear day and you were in the path of totality and you had no idea what was going on.
No, maybe in the bigger cities, I think people were still pretty accurate with their astrological projections of events. Mm-hmm. They followed Halley's Comet all the way back into the 1500s with Galileo. So they've been pretty accurate in tracking some of these major events. But, if your neighbor was beyond walking distance, they were not your neighbor back in the old days. So, right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The news did not travel quite like it does today, for sure.
Fairfield County Sheriff Alex Lape joining us, and something you've had on your Facebook page, and you are inviting citizens to become associate members of the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association.
Yeah, if anybody gets that mailing in the mail, it's a legitimate mailing. It's an annual drive that the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association puts on for members of the community to become associate members. With that membership, when you purchase that, there's some you get a $3,500 in additional accidental death dismemberment insurance. You get some updates through a newsletter that come out. You get a bumper sticker, a card for your wallet. But you also get the latest trends and things that are going on in the state legislature. There's just a whole lot of information sharing that are attached to that membership. It's not a charity. It's not a donation. So you are actually buying a membership to the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association.
And also, you made it clear on the Facebook post, as somebody commented about that, it is not going directly to Fairfield County, but it benefits sheriff's offices in all 88 counties in the state.
Yeah, and that's the kind of so every year per Ohio Revised Code, every sheriff in the state of Ohio has to attend a 2-day update training. And then throughout the course of the year, the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association offers trainings to all 88 county sheriff's offices and members and non-members of the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association. So in May, we have a spring training, and I'll send several people, and I'll go along myself to that training. It's very good current trend type training. There's a whole host of different topics that are covered during that training, and it's just it's along with the continuing professional training that the state of Ohio mandates through APATA. We also utilize this BSSA training to assist us in professionalizing our law enforcement roles. It's always good training. There's a committee attached to the BSSA that actually acquires and brings folks in to provide training to all the different sheriff's offices throughout the county. And a lot of these sheriff's offices aren't quite as well off, I guess I'll say, as Fairfield County. I mean, the support that we have from the community and the support and funding that we get through the commissioner's office, a lot of county sheriffs aren't quite that fortunate, and they just don't have that resource. So they can, this helps them in that cause to keep up to date and current on the different law enforcement training.
Mm-hmm. Again, Fairfield County Sheriff Alex Lape, our special guest today on Talk of the Town. Of course, we love to talk about the weather, but there's been a lot of weather to talk about recently. A lot of storms coming through the area, maybe not so much directly in our area, but in contiguous counties there.
Here in the last few days, last few weeks, there's been some pretty severe storms moving through the central Ohio region. Most recently, the tornadoes that hit in Logan County in the Indian Lake area there, and the damage that those caused. That was an example of how the BSSA also works, and the fact that the decimation that was caused by the tornado in Logan County, a lot of the different sheriffs in the state of Ohio sent staff there to help support the Logan County Sheriff's Office due to the fact that their deputies' homes were actually destroyed during that storm. And along with all the other folks that were impacted by that tornado and those storms, they were in a true need to help, be able to provide service to the community there. And then, of course, down the road after a couple of days, there were some issues with looting and things like that. So, Fairfield County, I made the decision to send five deputies up there for a couple shifts. And along with several other county sheriffs throughout the state, they did the same thing. And we kept Logan County pretty safe because of that.
So we hear a lot about mutual support, and this is a great example of that in action. How does that come to be? Do they contact you and let you know that they would like some assistance?
Yeah, so there's an email, a phone tree network that's put together through BSSA. They'll send requests for different information on a regular basis out to all 88 county sheriffs, asking for assistance in just information on, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? And this was just an example of where there was a true need for support and services that was sent out through that same network, and multiple sheriffs in the state of Ohio responded to that and sent staff to support Logan County in their time of need. We do other things similar to that. If there's a line of duty death, And there's multiple honor guards that are needed. We'll send folks to that. The Ohio Administrative Code dictates how a lot of this interactivity goes on with the BSSA. It's a kind of a network or an entity that is not well known throughout the state. It's been in existence since 1950. The group initially came together in 1933, so it's been around for quite a long time, and it is a great support system for any county sheriff in the state of Ohio.
And how do people get in touch with you or the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office?
Well, there's a couple different ways. You can send an email to sheriff@sheriff.fairfield.oh.us. That's one way. Or you can just call the 7-digit non-emergency line. It's 406-527-9-1-1, and also a phone tree there. They can have a conversation with somebody related to the jail, patrol activities, detective bureau, or the civil business office. All those that number will get you to any one of those facets of the sheriff's office operation.
Well, and also, of course, your Facebook page and your website are great ways to keep in touch with what's going on.
Yeah, you know, we're in the process right now of putting together a different platform to be able to share information a little more broadly. It's a tool. You do one post, and it'll push it out to several different social media platforms simultaneously. So it's nice. Kind of an efficient way to get a message out more broadly than maybe what we currently are doing. And it's a pretty minimal fee, so we're looking at potentially doing that here in the near future.
Fairfield County Sheriff Alex Lape, our special guest. Thank you. God bless you, and thanks for your service to the community.
Thank you, and thank everybody for their support of the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office.